This is the 2002 Key Stage 3 Mental Arithmetic Test C. Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. When I have finished, your teacher will stop the tape and will answer any questions. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I will start with a practice question. Then I'm going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet, there is an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I will read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you cannot answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the tape and answer any questions you might have. Here is the practice question to show you what to do. I will read the question twice, and you will have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. What number is 8 more than 17? What number is 8 more than 17? Now we're ready to start the test. For this first group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. Add them. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. Add them. Question 2. What number do you need to add to 87 to make 100? What number do you need to add to 87 to make 100? Question 3. Multiply 9 by 5. Multiply 9 by 5. Question 4. How many sides has a pentagon? How many sides has a pentagon? Question 5. What number multiplied by 7 equals 42? What number multiplied by 7 equals 42? Question 6. A book gives the height of Mount Everest in feet as 29,028. Write this height in figures. A book gives the height of Mount Everest in feet as 29,028. Write this height in figures. Question 7. What is 1/3 of 12? What is 1/3 of 12? Question 8. Write down the number that is 5 greater than minus 2. Write down the number that is 5 greater than minus 2. For the next group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 9. The tally chart shows the number of questions a teacher asked in a lesson. How many questions did the teacher ask? The tally chart shows the number of questions a teacher asked in a lesson. How many questions did the teacher ask? Question 10. How many seconds are there in 2 minutes? How many seconds are there in 2 minutes? Question 11. What number is the arrow pointing to on the number line? What number is the arrow pointing to on the number line? Question 12. The time is now 1 p.m. My train is due at 1600 hours. How many hours is it before my train is due? The time is now 1 p.m. My train is due at 1600 hours. How many hours is it before my train is due? Question 13. What is the next number in this halving sequence? 20, 10, 5. What is the next number in this halving sequence? 20, 10, 5. Question 14. Look at the straight line. Estimate the length of this line in centimeters. Look at the straight line. Estimate the length of this line in centimeters. Question 15. A teacher asked some pupils if they had a part-time job. The pie chart shows the results. The teacher asked 20 pupils. How many of them said yes? A teacher asked some pupils if they had a part-time job. The pie chart shows the results. The teacher asked 20 pupils. How many of them said yes? Question 16. 4 packets of biscuits cost £1. How much would 6 packets of biscuits cost? 4 packets of biscuits cost £1. How much would 6 packets of biscuits cost? Now turn over your answer sheet. Question 17. Look at the rectangle. What is its perimeter? Look at the rectangle. What is its perimeter? Question 18. Look at the expression in the square. Which answer below is the same as the expression in the square? Ring the correct one. Look at the expression in the square. Which answer below is the same as the expression in the square? Ring the correct one. Question 19. Look at the equation. When x equals 5, what is the value of y? Look at the equation. When x equals 5, what is the value of y? Question 20. The diagram shows a line inside a square. What is the size of the angle labelled T? The diagram shows a line inside a square. What is the size of the angle labelled T? Question 21. In my family, the range of heights is 35 centimetres. The height of the shortest person is 125 centimetres. What is the height of the tallest person? In my family, the range of heights is 35 centimetres. The height of the shortest person is 125 centimetres. What is the height of the tallest person? Question 22. Multiply 4.7 by 100. Multiply 4.7 by 100. Question 23. Look at the triangle. Work out the size of angle A. Look at the triangle. Work out the size of angle A. Question 24. What is the next prime number after 19? What is the next prime number after 19? Question 25. What is 20% of £300? What is 20% of £300? For the next group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 26. I asked some pupils how many hours they spent on their homework last night. The bar chart shows the results. Altogether, how many pupils did I ask? I asked some pupils how many hours they spent on their homework last night. The bar chart shows the results. Altogether, how many pupils did I ask? Question 27. Which of the nets on your sheet will fold to make a triangular-based pyramid? Put a tick inside the correct net. Which of the nets on your sheet will fold to make a triangular-based pyramid? Put a tick inside the correct net. Question 28. A jar of coffee costs £1.20. I buy 3 jars of coffee. How much change should I get from £20? A jar of coffee costs £1.20. I buy 3 jars of coffee. How much change should I get from £20? Question 29. What fraction of 1 kilogram is 250 grams? What fraction of 1 kilogram is 250 grams? Question 30. I am thinking of 2 numbers that add to 12. One of the numbers is double the other. What are my 2 numbers? I am thinking of 2 numbers that add to 12. One of the numbers is double the other. What are my 2 numbers? Put your pens down. The test is finished.